Sally J.
Good morning, John.
Yes.
Hey, John, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Sounds early over there.
It's 5:57. Yeah, it's 5:57, but I told you I'd call, so I got up and got the coffee going, and here I am.
Excellent. What was that? You know what? My son wanted to get one more question answered.
Sure, as many as he has.
And that is, since I've been doing this a long time, but mm-hmm. I haven't been doing social media for very long.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that's on our website is brand new, even mm-hmm. though we're an old company.
Right.
So how do we transition into letting the people know that we're established, but we don't have 1,000 reviews and that type of thing?
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfectly fine. So the thing is I offered, if you guys want to, I offered for us to rebuild the site. The site looks good, but if you have us rebuild it, it's free of cost. And the cool thing about it is we can write the content directly to the domain that you have. And while we build the content, we will rewrite it to state that you've been in business, you know, forever in the industry, you know, and we don't have to touch on the fact that the company is brand new. And in order to reach those past reviews, all we do is we have a couple of review generation tools where it's a pre-made message, right? And it's a pre-made link. So any of your past clients, any of the past family members or friends that you've done work for, we simply get that link out to them because they are experienced in your work, which is what we want them to speak on. It doesn't really matter the name of the company as much, you know. So what we do is we send them this pre-made message, like obviously they've had a stellar experience. You've been in business this long and taking good care of them. And they can click on that link and they can just leave a quick message about how, you know, punctual and accurate and fantastic your work has been over the years. And that's how we build those reviews. We have lots of
gotcha.
Tools.
Okay, so, yeah, okay, so we can build it as we go.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Exactly, build it as we go, and we can reach out. I'm sure you have plenty of friends and family members, even if you don't want to reach out to past clients. I'm sure. I mean, you're not brand new. You know what I mean? You have plenty of people willing to say something nice about the work that you've done.
Okay, I understand. What was the other question you asked? Oh, yeah, is there any statistics that say about how many leads we get compared to how many leads go through? Do
okay.
you have any stats on that yet?
Yeah, absolutely. We sure do. So one of the things that you and I had spoken about was the service radius, right? And we have the ability to cherry pick the areas that you guys are coming up in. So what happens is the other thing that I want to make sure that we go over very clearly is this is, and this all ties together, so I'm going to answer that question, but it's kind of a long-winded explanation. So it goes like this. The program itself is something that's going to take time for us to build. Now, our terms and conditions state that it's a maximum of 30 to 45 days for first page placement and for the program to come to full fruition. Because we don't get to snap a finger or push a button and you're up on Google tomorrow. It is a process. We have to build out the directories. We're going to build out those Facebook ads. We're going to build out the Google business profile, get the verification completed through Google, and then we can begin the programming, which is what's going to anchor your listing to the first page. We help with the review generation and the continued programming. Now, with that being said, if I go with a 50 to 65 mile radius exactly from where the business is physically located, I have it in Port Clinton, 43452. So if I go in just a blanket radius, right, for what you guys are offering, there's been over 3,000 searches done between both Google and Facebook. So 3,273 to be exact in the last 30 to 45 days. So what that tells us and what we go with is a 1% rule, okay? In the first 30 to 45 days, what we estimate you would see is about 1% of those return in phone calls. And then after that point, the numbers only increase. It's going to increase because then everything has kind of taken hold. The reviews are coming in. It's moving further and further up the page. And then those numbers are going to increase because you're getting more exposure. So what we estimate, again, in the first 30 to 45 days and what has shown proven to us in the past 18 years is the 1% rule. So about 33 phone calls in the first 30 to 45 days.
Gotcha. So, that's kind of like, you know, you're getting started with a new company, so you wonder about the, I know you explained it to be month to month, but sure. I want to give you time to, you know, so it almost seems like if we give you 6 months, we find no return, we're going to drop you if in six
right.
months.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely, and that's more than fair. That's absolutely more than fair, and we ask, you know, what we say, and what, I mean, 6 months is generous. What we say is give us a full quarter. Give us a full quarter to really push it out, but we are going into the slower season of the year, as you know. And
it
in
is,
the
yeah.
event, and in the event that, like, say we get down around Thanksgiving, and say we get down around Christmas, and y'all just decide, you know what, we don't have any work coming in at the moment. We're going to close up for the next 30, 40 days. You can call in and pause the campaign, okay? And when it's paused, you don't lose anything, and you don't have to pay. So you have the ability to do what's called a seasonal hold, and you can pause for up to 6 months. We have companies that pause because of bad weather all the time. They're not going to be able to get out to take care of the client. Right? But they don't lose their website. They don't lose their placement. They don't lose their listings. We don't take you off of Google. We don't remove anything. It's literally just a pause. So you have that available to you as well in the event that you wanted to use that.
Yeah, that's one thing about our area is a lot of vacation properties. So people
nice.
Love getting work done in the winter. So
okay,
it
that's
really doesn't
rad.
Slow down around.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Congratulations to you because that's not the case for everybody, as you know.
Of course, yeah. Then that kind of that's why I'm in this area, to be honest with you. But everything sounds great. So it sounds like a $299 plus $100 upfront. Am I thinking that right?
That's exactly what it is. It's $398 to get it going. And if you guys want, we do have prorated amounts for the 3 and 6 month commitment. If you want to, it is paid up front. The 3 month commitment is $700 with the one time setup fee of the $99. So that'd be $799 for a 3 month commitment. That does break down the cost. And the 6 month commitment is $1,300. Straight flat rate for the 6 month commitment. Those bring it down to about $208 a month. So you would get about an $81 savings if you choose to commit for the 3 or 6 months ahead of time.
Okay. That's interesting. So you're going to save a little bit of money the more you pay. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or we could do this.
Giving us the opportunity. Or you can do it all month to month. It's completely up to you.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to start with the month-to-month.
Okay.
And, you know what, I got a little bit of a walk here to get to my credit card. So.
Oh, no worries. I've got some questions that I need to get answered here. So is your last name Ruby, R-U-B-Y?
No, it's H-R-U-B-Y.
Okay. And then the phone number you want the clients to contact on, that's the 330-617-9800?
Yes.
Okay. The business address is the 1836 South Chandler Drive in Fort Clinton, Ohio, 43452.
Correct.
Got it. So that's what the business documents state, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you're John Senior, right?
Correct.
Now, does John Junior have a separate phone number? Like if you were to call in and make change or adjustment on behalf of the account, I want to go ahead and put him on the account as an authorized user. All the calls are recorded, so we have knowledge that he does have access, but if there's somebody going into the account that's going to reach out to him or he reaches in, we like to have his contact information so it's just there very boldly. There's no questions about it. Does he have a separate phone number?
Yeah, it's 330-949-4387.
Okay. And he's co-owner, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Oh boy, what's going on here? There we go. Even the computer's like, it's early, lady. What are you typing? How come a... it didn't really want to go for me right now. And he has the same last name, I'm assuming?
Correct.
Okay, and he has access to this business email, the johnruby31@gmail.com, or is there a separate email for the company?
We're going to go with that. You know what? There is an email for the company. We need to start doing emails through the company email instead of my personal email.
Yeah, take your time. That's where we'll send all invoices and all that kind of stuff. That way you have it all in one place, everything that's coming from Local Splash, and you both have access to it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a logistic nightmare, this job site. Trying to get
around
them.
Oh,
hey, John, what's the company website or the company email?
Gmail. Go ahead.
LEJRestoration@gmail.com.
Okay, so what I've done is I'm going ahead and I'm putting you down as an authorized user on the account, meaning you can call in and make change or adjustment. I've gotten verbal commitment from your father that you have, as co-owner, you have ability to do that. So the thing is we're going to set a security question on the account at the point of sale when we actually take the credit card information. And anytime you call in, John, you're just going to make sure that you give them that password, the security code, and then your phone number and your information. If you call in from your cell phone, it's all documented in here that you have full access to make change or adjustment on behalf of the account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then for this, are you guys going to keep the website that you currently have, or do you want us to rebuild with the custom website design that we have available for you?
Oh, yeah. We need you to help us out.
Okay,
sure.
And you guys have full access to make change or adjustment on behalf of the account yourself. Understand that. Like, once you get in there, if you're like, oh, man, we don't really like this so much, that's okay. You will set a 20-minute phone call with the web developer, and we will completely turn it around to however it is that you want. And you have access through website editor to go in and make change and adjustment yourself as well, okay? So the thing about the custom website design is it's going to have all the programming in the back end of it, which is going to make it easier for updates and changes. But most importantly, it's going to be compliant with all the other information that we're programming you in for. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. Now, as far as the services go, are you looking for all home improvement? Are we looking for general contractor? Are we looking, I know obviously restoration and, you know, like renewing properties and home improvement is what's going to be key here, but is there specialty services that we're providing?
Yeah. Well, as far as when you say general contractor, that covers everything, right?
It does, and we could put general contractor down as a key word in the service, but there's some people who have a specialty, say, in custom carpentry or finished work. They want custom cabinetry. They have people on their crew that are more skilled in framing, that they have a really great, you know, return on investment there. They're looking for specific things, or if you're doing custom home builds from the ground up, we can also target that. We can literally target all of it.
Yeah, our specialty is custom remodeling, so kitchens,
okay.
Baths,
got
basements,
it.
Stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay, got it. Custom bathrooms and kitchens. And then you're looking for the higher-end stuff as well, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, got it. We can do that. High-end remodeling, luxury. See, these are the words we use.
Okay.
we know what to put. Luxury home improvement. We get the fancier words out there because that's what they're looking for. Now, are you guys doing anything with the ADUs or additions?
See, I'm sorry?
Are you doing anything with the ADUs or the home additions? Are you building on more rooms? Are you doing mother-in-law, quarters, things like that?
We've done it twice, but it's not something we specialize in.
Got it.
We're small, so it's just me and my son, and to take on an addition is a little bit more than we can handle right now.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Perfect. And then...
But, like, you know, we're not afraid of doing decks and
Okay.
You know, and siding a house, and we're not afraid of doing any of that. So.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So what they're going to do is during your client interview, what they're going to do is they're going to take these services that you're providing, and they're going to go ahead and go through them, basing them on the keywords. So they're going to go over the keywords with you and determine exactly what it is that you guys want to be coming up for. Those keywords are always adjustable. In the wintertime, if you're not building any decks because it's too chilly outside, then that's a keyword we have, but we don't focus as heavily on. We bring it back up in the springtime, things like that. So completely customizable. Now, do you guys have a logo?
Yes.
Okay. And then you guys have photos, I know that. You're licensed and insured, right?
Yes. Insured.
Okay.
No,
we don't do
any plumbing or any electrical. And in Ohio, that's what you need to be licensed for. So if you want to put something like that on there too, that's fine.
It's just for Google verification. So if it's not required in Ohio for that, that's okay. What's going to happen is you're going to get an email, and they're going to go over it during client interview of what we do for verification, items that are needed for Google verification. We're going to need a copy of the insurance. We're going to need a copy of the EIN. If you guys have, like, business cards and invoices for the company, you shoot us a quick picture of those, items of your tools, the work vehicle. All of these things are used in conjunction with Google verification. So we send it with your verification request off to Google, and we say, hey, this is a legitimate company. Local Splash is vouching for them, and these are the documents that we have. These are the specific documents that Google is requesting. Not every city, country, or state requires licensing for specific verticals or categories, and yours happens to be one of them. So they request all of those other documents just to prove that you're a legit company. And please understand, it's an added form of protection for you. It's not meant to be an insult by Google. They're just really, really careful nowadays about who they put on the first page of Google because they've had so many scams.
You know what? We ran into a situation with them already that we had an extremely hard time getting on the other website because we're not licensed.
Right.
And it took verification after verification, like literally months.
Yeah.
To get on there. So you know what? I'm glad we talked about all this. So I'm gonna have to put a hold on hooking up with you guys right now because I realize I'm not ready for you guys yet. I need to get all my T's crossed and my I's dotted as far as all my insurances, all my accreditations through the Better Business Bureau, and then when I have all that paperwork together, I would be ready to go with you guys. Is that something I can get back with you on, or because it sounds like I'm going to be waiting for the verification that I've already been through, and I know it's a difficult process, and I know what's expected out of the company now. So maybe I should take care of that first before I sign up with you guys.
Well, you're not going to be waiting for the verification because we're a premier partner to Google. So this is something that we're expert in, and that's why when you have a premier partner to Google that is submitting on your behalf, we know the specific documents that we need. Again, if licensing is not required in the state of Ohio, that's perfectly fine. Google recognizes that when we submit the documents. Now, the BBB accreditation is something that's nice to have, but it's more for a social type of thing. It's not necessarily recognized by Google as a specific document.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right.
We found that out, too.
Yeah, you have the insurance for the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then you have business cards for the business, correct?
I do.
And you have some type of invoice that you use to invoice your clients, correct?
It's everything I've done is handwritten up to this point, and that, I don't know if that's was an issue with them or not. I'm not sure. I wonder if me not being an LLC has anything to do with
it. Doesn't. The fact that you're not an LLC doesn't have anything to do with it at all. The handwritten documentation as far as the invoices go, that's not really like a super big deal. But the other thing is that you can literally hop on your computer and make make an invoice for the company, something that you use from here on out as an invoice. It's not that it has to be something super special or specific. They just want to make sure that you're a legitimate company. They have you send us photographs of your tools, of your work vehicle. All of these things are used as documentation to verify the company. I'm very confident that we're going to get your company verified. In fact, that's why we are so bold as to put it in writing that it takes a max of 30 to 45 days for us to get it completed.
Okay, yeah, because that's they had us take pictures of the truck, of the mailbox, of the street,
right,
of all kinds of different things, and none of it worked, but...
Well, this is the other thing, is we're very specific. I understand, and I want to put your mind at ease, John. This is the thing, is what we do is we send you the list of items that we need, and then we send you a specific email. We have a person who walks you through exactly what we need, because the video, it's very clear cut on the things that we need to verify the business. So whether you go through that with us, which we recommend because we're a premier partner to Google and we've been doing this for so long, or you attempt to do it on your own without any guidance or direction, which is when it usually takes a lot longer than expected, then that was your experience, right?
Right.
Okay, so you didn't have any guidance or direction. You didn't have anybody walking you through saying, okay, John, this right here is exactly what we need. We need X, Y, and Z. Bam. And then you send us the video, we verify that it's complete, and then we send it off on your behalf. Not, okay, well, we hope this works, and okay, go ahead and redo this, and things like that.
Yeah, and then like last time, we went through a big process, and we finally got certified, and they can't use that with your company now? Instead of having to go through the whole process again? Or
no, we absolutely can. I was not able to find LEJ Restoration's Google Business Profile. So you guys already have a Google Business Profile for the company?
Yes.
Then that's perfect. You don't have to go through that process again. You're able to give us access at the client onboarding. I'm still trying to find it, though. Is it in 43452?
No, it's not. It's at my son's address.
Okay, then that's what it is. What's the zip code that it's under?
What is it, John?
44641.
And what city?
Louisville.
Okay, there it is. I've already seen that listing, and I saw it, Louisville right here. I've already seen that listing a couple of times, and I thought, oh, that's not it.
That's why we want to do a big – that's why our radius is a little bigger, because my son lives over there. I live over here.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we can go back and forth working. So it's kind of an advantage.
If you've already gone through that app, that process, I found it right here. Oh, praise God. Okay. Yeah, you don't have to go through that process again. You're able to give us access, and this is actually going to expedite the programming, because we don't have to wait for verification to come through. We've already got it. You've already got it, and you're able to give us access to begin the programming immediately.
Well, now you make me feel better, because
I'm glad. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad. And now I found the Facebook page is already built as well. This is fantastic. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad that you feel more confident, John. I'm going to tell you right now, the type of person that I am individually is there's been lots and lots of times that I've had clients that don't have these documents, or they don't have specific items, and they don't make me feel very confident about their ability to go out and get them on behalf of their business, and I won't sign them up, because I don't want to take their money, and I don't want it to be a nightmare. And they don't seem like the type of client that we want to work with. I'm not a person who just takes people's money just to take their money. If I don't think you're a good fit for our company, I'm going to kindly decline. But I think that you are a fantastic fit for our company. You're great at communication. You understand this is a work in progress, and it's something that's going to supersede all other type of advertisement. Once it's listed up there, there's no taking it down.
Gotcha.
Okay. You feel better about that?
I do, Amy.
Okay, perfect. So what are your hours of operation?
We are 7 to 3:30.
Okay, and is that Monday through Friday? This is when you want, when we say hours of operation, we want to know when you want the phone calls.
Oh, I got you. So do 7 to 5:30.
Got it.
And then do 7 to noon on Saturday. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds good. In fact, on Saturday, sometimes we just put by appointment only. That way, they don't expect it, you know, if you want.
Okay. No, that's okay. 7 to noon. Put it like
okay.
that.
7th, and then got it. Sundays we close. That's for Jesus. Okay. And then, and then is John Jr. Going to do the onboarding process with the technician?
John is, yes.
Okay. And then,
Junior, yeah.
Yep, with that being said, should we call John Jr.'s cell phone number to do that, or should we just call this phone?
No. Yeah, everything goes through him as far
okay.
as the website and all that.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and ask you to pop him on so I can schedule an onboarding time for him really quickly.
He's right here. Just go ahead and tell. You're on speakerphone.
Okay, so we have available appointment times all throughout the day. John, I know that you're a busy man and you guys are on a job site now. I can do client interview as early as between, you know, like 11 and 12. The latest appointment through the day is between 6 and 7. Which appointment would you like? Any time of day?
Probably 6 o'clock. Perfect.
Six? Okay. So it's going to be between 6 and 7. We will call your cell phone number, and I will be the one to go ahead and call you to introduce you to your onboarding agent. And at that point in time, what they're going to be asking for is they're going to be asking, you know, all of the keywords. We're going to want access to the website. We're going to want access to the Facebook page. They're going to tell you how to give us access to your Google business profile. This is a conversation where the magic happens because we're verifying all of the service areas and keywords. So I'm not going to go over service area with you right now. You can just give me the top cities that it is that you want to target, unless you know them right now off the top of your head.
Go ahead.
Which one do you want?
Yeah, we better talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it and give us like the top 20 cities that you guys want to target. I know that the radius goes out as far as like 100, 95 to 100 miles. So just go ahead and talk about that. And at the time that we do onboarding, I can take them from you then, or you can give them to the onboarding agent. The only reason that I wouldn't call you with the onboarding agent is if I'm on the phone already. So they will be calling you from our 877 phone number. Okay.
Yep.
All right, and they're going to call your cell phone, Junior, so that way we have everything in place. Now, the last thing I'm going to do is go ahead and read this voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. For the card that we're putting on file, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
Middle initial, S.
S as in Sam?
Yes.
Okay. And does it say senior or junior on there, or is it just?
I'm just referred to as junior. I'm not actually. We don't have the same middle initial.
Okay. 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 All right. Very nice. All right. They got to differentiate you somehow, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so one more question before I process this. I know the phone number for the clients to call is the 9800, but every time Local Splash calls, should we be calling your cell phone, John?
Why don't when you guys call, have you guys call him?
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Yep, perfect. I'm putting that in now.
Clients call me, you guys
yep.
call him.
Got it. Understood. Absolutely. Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay, it is 5175.
Okay.
4617.
Mm-hmm.
7619.
Mm-hmm.
9293.
Expiration month and year?
It is 1225.
3-digit code on the back?
434.
I need to set a security question on the account, John. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's go city born, Cleveland.
Okay. My ex-mother-in-law was born in, she was actually born in Marion.
Marion, okay.
Mm-hmm.
the heroin capital of Ohio, huh?
Oh, heavens. Oh, my gosh. She was born in, like, 54, though. Like, it wasn't heroin capital then.
That was back in the bootlegging days, yeah.
Yes, she would have a heart attack if she heard that. She would seriously roll over in her grave, poor thing. yeah, she always said that part of the country had the best tomatoes, the beefsteak tomatoes, that y'all have the very best.
No. Yeah, we got plenty of them, that's for sure.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process for the 398, and the voice verification reads like this. If you have any questions during voice verification, feel free to stop me. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
LEJ Restoration.
Please state your name and title within the business.
John Ruby, owner.
John, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Do you authorize your son, John, it's Ruby as well, correct?
Correct.
John Ruby, also known as Junior, to make any sort of change, adjustment, or purchase on behalf of the company?
He is authorized, yes.
Perfect. We do like to request that in the event that you chose to take on any other type of marketing, please let us know before you do so that we're able to work with those companies as well. Do you agree to let us know if you choose to do any other type of online marketing?
Well, we signed up with Angie,
mm-hmm.
And it's not working out. So just to let you know that we are signed up with Angie.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the Facebook page. I can see that he's done some Google ads in the past. We can see all of these things. We just like to make sure that in the event that you move, say somebody calls you tomorrow for Yelp. We're already providing you with Yelp. There's no need for you to pay for that separately. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
We don't want you to get charged for something twice that we're already providing for you. You see, that's why we ask for you to just let us know. And if it's a service that we can't provide, which is pretty rare that there's a service that we can't provide, but in the event that it is, then we want to be able to work with them as well. Okay.
Yeah, we're probably gonna pause. Angie. So, and just to let you know, that's gonna get paused.
Okay, perfect. Okay, awesome. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is September 21st, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 21st day in the flat monthly investment rate of $299. Again, no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. The cost will never go up or change or increase with the business. In the event that you would like to pause your service or cancel your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of November or thereafter. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the next thing I'm doing is I'm sending out a quick text to both of you with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you have it there on file. There's no questions. Everybody has access to my direct phone number. If you reach out to me and I don't answer, it usually means I'm just on the phone with a client like I am with you right now. Again, I'm available to you 10 to 7. Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. Now, John, you should have a text on your cell phone that says John S., thank you for choosing Local Splash. You send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see that?
You got it, John? Yeah, he's got it.
Okay, perfect. And please go ahead and click on the link there that I've provided you. Once you open it up, you're going to see literally everything we verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. As you scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see the products that are included. There you're going to see the local bundle. You're going to see Facebook ads. You're going to see my site. That's the custom my site design I've given you as a gift from us to you, absolutely zero charge. Additionally, you'll see the base product setup fee. The reoccurring payment is at the flat rate of $2.99 for the Facebook ads and the local SEO. If at any point you guys choose to upgrade, you want to add in Google Guarantee, Google Ads, you want to throw in more Facebook ads, just call and let me know so I can go ahead and add those into your package. Please go ahead and scroll down to the bottom, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, and then type in the name exactly as it's seen there. It's John S. Ruby. Once that's done, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and a password.
No, I'm not doing nothing. Go ahead. That's all you.
The other thing that I want to warn you guys against is if you were, we've included a call tracking system with your phone. If you choose to take advantage of it, that's fantastic because it can route the calls out if you choose to. It gives the business a very professional greeting. Thank you for calling LEJ Restoration. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. To speak with John, press 3. However you'd like it customized, it's already included with the package. Now, with that being said, if you were to receive a phone call from one of my competitors or somebody requesting more money from the business, please understand that is not Local Splash. We are never going to request one more dollar from you than we already have agreed upon at this point of sale. If you choose to do an upgrade, that would be discussed at that point. And, of course, a voice verification is done again, and we go through this process to verify that we have your permission to be making a charge on your card. So if somebody calls you and says, hey, we need $300 more to process your website, or we need, you know, X amount of dollars to verify your Google listing, understand that is a scam call. We can actually block them from calling you. All you have to do is call me and let me know so I can block them on your call tracking list, or you can go in through the dashboard and block them yourself, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Username and password, what would you say?
Username that? Go ahead and bookmark that page. Username and password will be granted to you guys within about 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client interview. This is going to be the tracking and reporting system from which y'all will be able to track the results of the package, upload new photos, change content, run promotions, make changes to the website. However, at this moment, it is not active because we haven't even had your client interview yet, so I don't even have access to what that username and password will be. As soon as we have those credentials, we send them out to you with instructions on how to access that, okay?
Yes.
All right, gentlemen, do you have any further questions for me?
No, I think you've covered everything. You're really good at talking. Holy moly.
Well,
no,
you're really...
you explained everything really well.
Good, and that's how I like it, because I don't want there to be any you know, questions or any ambiguity in what it is that I'm telling you. I believe 100% in the service that we provide, and I know for a fact that it'll work. We just need you completely on board. Like I said, we love to work with clients like you guys who have full understanding of how it works. You know it's not done overnight. You've been in the business long enough to know that, and you want more business of a particular type. You're not hurting for it. You're not expecting this to work tomorrow. You know, you understand that it's going to take us a little bit to get it up and going, and you have faith in that process, and I'm just so happy for what this means for your business.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it sounds like maybe if it works out, I'll be hiring more people is what I'm thinking.
Perfect. Absolutely. I think so. And if you need help getting new employees, we can run a Facebook ad for you, and it's already included with your package. You can just say, hey, I need you guys to run an ad for employment and give us the criteria of what you're looking for, and we'll run that Facebook ad for you. Okay?
Right. Yeah, this is going to be outstanding. Okay, thanks, Amy.
You're so welcome. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Okay. Have a good day.
Uh-huh. Oh. 39 minutes.